If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bri, and I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. I'm going to be sharing with you six groundbreaking takeaways that I have from watching a movie called Perfect Days. And I want to share these with you because I know that if you are listening to this podcast, first of all, you are most likely a Black woman. You are in a place of blooming. You have big dreams and visions and goals for your life, but you want to live a little simpler. You want to live a little freer. You want to live from a place of aligning with your values and feeling whole and well and healed versus making moves from a place of, pain and chaos and just doing things because you've always done them that way. You are also probably someone who feels like you are kind of like going against the grain of what typical people are doing right now in society. And so you probably feel like a bit of an outlier a little bit as well. At least that's where I am right now. So if you're listening to this podcast, you have at least a few of those traits. And sharing these six reminders/tips with you from the film that I watch called Perfect Days, I am sharing them because I feel like they will help you to live your life as you're blooming and getting your life in order and together, but living in such a way where you are living simpler, with more ease, more joy, and it won't be because of stuff necessarily. It won't be because of you accumulating all this stuff. Okay. So let's go ahead and get into it. And if you have a journal, I would invite you to go ahead and get your journal out, get a pen, and write these reminders out. And then think through these things in the coming days and actually in the coming weeks, because we are obviously at the end of pretty much the end of October. We're about to get into the holiday season. This is a great time for you to do some reflecting. This is a great time for you as you're slowing down right now or starting to slow down, okay, because the holidays are approaching. This is a great time to really tap into your self-care, really tap into who you are, how you want your life to be lifing now and in 2026 and beyond, how you want to bloom, what things are moving you forward, what things might be holding you back. This is a great opportunity for you. So jot these six things down and do some reflecting over the course of the next few weeks, all right? Okay. So girl, I have six things here. And actually I had more than six takeaways, but I didn't want to make this too long. So let me just quickly tell you about the movie and then I'll go ahead and give you these six to me, simple, but just really, when I think about my life and my life, the way I want my life to be life in, like, these things are definitely in alignment, okay? So the name of the movie, again, is Perfect Days, and it's available, at least as of this recording, on Hulu and Disney Plus. I watched it on Hulu, if I'm not mistaken. And it's about this Japanese gentleman. I guess that he was maybe like in his 50s, somewhere in there. And he's a toilet cleaner. He's a toilet cleaner. Yes, his job is to be it's like a public sanitation or maintenance worker. His job was to go around in his territory, whatever part of Japan that he was in, and he will clean the public toilets. He would clean in Japan. Their toilet system from what I could tell, at least if the movie is true, different than what I've experienced or what probably many of us have experienced here in the U.S., if that's where you're listening. And so they have like these outdoor toilets that are just all kind of like high tech and fancy. And they have obviously restrooms in like the parks and different things like that. And so I'm assuming this was Monday through Friday. His job was to go around in his territory and clean the toilets, clean the restrooms. And I'll say this, the way that he did his job, he did it with such honor and respect that you wouldn't think someone cleaning a toilet would give it. I'll tell you right now, my daughter at her job, they asked her one time to go into the bathroom and clean the restroom. And she works in a fast food industry. And you can imagine what those toilets are like. I can tell you, baby, she was not doing anything close to what this gentleman was doing. And I can't say that I blame her, okay? Just imagine doing something like this. It's not really, at least out here, it's not really like a respected kind of job. But I believe out there, it was. That was my takeaway. My takeaway was that it was like just, it was just a job, and it was to be respected just like everything else. And he treated it with such care and such respect. I don't know. I really want you to go and watch it so you can get all these takeaways, but I'm going to give you six right now. Okay. All right. So again, this is for my girlies who are looking to live simpler, but live well. They want their life to be life in. They're getting unstuck and they want to, you know, experience more freedom. Okay. So the first thing that I would say, the first takeaway for me was based on the moves that he made, like every single day, he pretty much did the same things, more or less. And so the first thing that I noticed right off the bat was that he did not have a lot of stuff. He did not have a lot of stuff. Now, we've talked about this before. You know that I am so keen and so big on living more simply. I want to live more in alignment with how our elders and our ancestors were living, and they didn't necessarily have a ton of stuff. They didn't necessarily have a house filled to the brim with just things that you don't even really care about. And so again, I noticed right off the bat that he was a simple man. He lived a simple life. And he didn't have a lot of stuff around him, but the things that he needed, he had, and he meticulously cared for them, and he used them probably every single day, okay? So, you know, he didn't have a lot of stuff. When I moved to Arkansas, as you know, if you've been listening to the podcast, I had to get rid of a lot of stuff. Baby, they wanted $8,000 to move two bedrooms worth of stuff from California to Arkansas. I didn't have $8,000. And even if I did, like I would have rather taken that money and just bought new stuff out here, more or less. So I got rid of so much stuff. And yes, there are some things that I could not bring with me because we packed it all into my sedan and took what we could. So there are some things that I do miss for sure. But I would say out of all the things, maybe 10% of the stuff, 5 or 10% of the stuff that I left or got rid of is what I actually miss. And that to me, and this was after me, you know, we do this every single year. New me, who this, we go through, we do spring cleaning, or at the end of the year, we get rid of stuff so we can make space in the new year for new blessings and new things, new energy, new vibes, all that. And we do this year after year, but still somehow, magically, there's still so much shit. Excuse my French. There's just so much stuff. And I didn't even realize, even though I had gotten rid of already so many things, when it's time to move, baby, you try moving. If you don't think you have a lot of stuff, try moving and see as you start really getting into the nitty-gritty just how much stuff you own. And the stuff that you've owned, I've heard this said before, maybe by the minimalists or someone out there has said, and it stuck with me, the stuff that you own owns you. The stuff that you own, sis, it owns you. So when you have less stuff, that means you have less stuff to clean, less stuff you've spent your money on. Not that you can't, or not that you're not worthy of living a luxurious life. I want to make sure I say that. I don't equate, like, this does not to me mean non-luxury. We're talking about just the amount of stuff, especially things that you don't need. But the less stuff you have, it means less to clean, less to tidy, less to keep up with, less to be worried about, you know? So as I sit here on my futon here in my living room slash bedroom looking around, if you've seen my videos on YouTube, you might be like, well, damn, where's all her stuff, baby? I don't have a lot. And I can tell you that as I intentionally rebuild my life out here, I don't need all the things. What I have, there are still some things that I need, but again, I don't need all the things. So I'm okay with what I currently have. And every single thing that I bring into this house, from the Monstera plant that is, I don't think it's getting enough light, so it might be dying. I'm trying to save it. But from the Monstera plant to the TV to the two stools that I bought on Facebook Marketplace for like $10 to whatever. Like, I am intentionally bringing things in piece by piece because I don't want a lot of clutter. I don't want a lot of things. The old Bri used to have to buy, like, I bought things because I felt better. Whipping out that credit card made me feel some kind of way about myself. I felt like I was worthy. I felt like I was important. Felt like I was queen of the world. But now, and I'm not saying that I don't have low days, but now it's like buying these things, I don't feel that way anymore. I don't have a connection to things like that. Like, to that extreme anymore. And I feel like I'm better for it. Okay. So less stuff means less chaos, less confusion, less things to keep up with, less things to clean, less things to figure out where they go. Like, think about that. Okay. Are there areas in your life where you can let some things go so that you can create some space around you? That was the first thing I noticed right off the bat. The second thing that I would say that I noticed is that when he got into the car for the first time, I was surprised, his car, his van, on the way to work, I was surprised because he popped a tape into a tape player. And it made me wonder, what damn year is this? Because I don't know if they said what year it was. But when he put the tape into the tape player, I was like, oh, is this like the 90s or something? But no, I'm pretty positive that the movie was from like the 20s, maybe just current. Like, it was current. 2023, 2024, somewhere in there. So he was still using like old school things, and he was happy. He was, I'm telling you, this guy was so happy just living his life, not having all the things. So he didn't even know what Spotify was. So he gets in his car every single morning, he popped a tape in. Whatever tape you want to listen to that day. And it made me think that maybe we don't need to have the latest and the greatest and access to everything at one time. We just don't. I don't know if I don't believe that we are wired to handle all this. Technology is getting faster and faster and faster. And yes, you will need to keep up with it, obviously. Yes, you will need to use it. Yes, it is important. And yes, technology is changing our lives for the good, but also for the not so good, you know. But knowing how to use a laptop, knowing how to use a phone, that kind of thing, and whatever other technology, knowing how to use, for example, ChatGPT, that's amazing. That's great. Those are skills. Those are things that we, you know, we will most likely need to know how to utilize in either in our jobs or our day-to-days or just things like that. But just because we know those types of technologies, or it's available to us, like, for example, Spotify, doesn't mean that we have to use all the things or do all the things at one time. It's okay to go old school on some things. It's okay to take the pressure off and go old school on some things. You know, the fastest and the newest way to do all the things isn't always what is best for us, nor, again, do we need to have access to everything at one time. You know, for example, Spotify, definitely a great resource, but it's like, I liked his idea of just having, he had, I don't know how many tapes he had, okay, but just popping that tape in, he wasn't bouncing around from song to song, he wasn't concerned about finding the, like, it was just, it just was a simpler thing. Versus with Spotify, first you got to get in the car, you got to put on Spotify, you got to find the, okay, what am I listening to? Let me find the right song, let me find my playlist, you know, for every single thing. Do you see how that can just be overwhelming? Sometimes we don't even want to move out of our car or move out of the driveway. We might sit in the driveway for 10 minutes until we find the right playlist or we find the right song or whatever the case may be. And I feel like sometimes that can just be a hindrance. Having access to all those things and we're trying to use them all, it can lead to like overwhelm and indecision, confusion, pressure, pressure to keep buying, pressure to have the latest and greatest. I don't know. I just don't want to live my life like that. I was even thinking about going back to old school, buying DVDs. And my friend, actually, friend that I'm going to be living on some land with, she made that suggestion because in case the power goes out or, you know, things like that, or the cable or whatever the case may be, she has a seven or eight year old daughter, and she wants to make sure that her daughter can have access to things, especially because her daughter is on the spectrum. And so she wants to be prepared. And one way to do that is to have like old DVDs and things like that. So we're not so reliant on, again, something goes down, whatever, we have entertainment. But I'm thinking, and I agree with that, but I'm thinking just going old school, period, because it can just be overwhelming to have so much at our fingertips, easily accessible. It really, really can. And, you know, I would prefer to do things like live my life in a more curated sense and with more intentionality versus all access for the sake of all access and having all the things. So, and these are things usually we don't even want, but we ain't gonna talk about that today. So yeah, I know we're headed towards overconsumption. We're already there. Overconsumption. Why am I tongue-tied today? I don't know. Is here, you know, I'm not sure if we will ever go back to simpler times. I just feel like the train is already out of the station.
This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
We've talked about this before, but have you noticed how easy it is to get into the habit of shooting on yourself? We should be this far ahead. We should have done all the things. We should be better parents and better employees. That pressure to be and do all the things while taking no time to prioritize our well-being is a real struggle. When you notice this starting to happen, try this. Pull out your phone and open up the Calm app. Calm is a tool that I reach for when I need to be still and make space to breathe so that I can let go of the stress building up in my body. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, and it's here to help you feel better. If you need more support, which many of us do right now, ain't no shame in that, for all of life's ups and downs, Calm has expert-led talks to help improve self-esteem and grounding exercises that have helped me to slow down and relax. Calm your mind, change your life. Calm has an exclusive offer just for listeners of my show. Get 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com
/BGSC. This is an amazing value. Go to calm.com/BGSC for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. calm.com/BGSC and tell Calm you heard about them from me.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
But just because the world is doing things around you doesn't mean necessarily that you have to always go with the flow of the world. So that is my take. I am preferring simplicity over all the things. So that was the second thing. The third thing that was really important, and we've talked about this, I feel like we've talked about all these things, but it's always good to have these reminders. The third thing that was amazing was he had rituals. And we need rituals. Like, girl, if you don't have any rituals, get your life, okay? If you don't have rituals and routines, get your life. Rituals can be so grounding, and they are so good for your well-being. So he has certain rituals. Like, every single morning, he will fold up his sleeping pad and his blanket and his pillow and put them neatly in the corner. He would read a few pages every evening before going to bed. What else? Every morning he would trim his mustache. He watered his plants. He hung his, when he came home, Mr. Rogers style, he would hang up his uniform and put on like his other clothes at the end of each day. He would lay out his change and his keys in a certain spot every single morning or every single evening when he got home. And then every single morning he knew where to go. Like, he would collect his change and collect his keys, and he would take that change. And every single morning, right before he got in his car, he would go and get his can of coffee from the machine. Like, every single day, like clockwork, from waking up to going to bed, he was doing certain things. He had habits, routines, and rituals every single day. Now, I'm not saying, girl, that you need to be a robot. And I'm not saying that every single day you got to do the same thing, because yes, sometimes you got to mix it up. That may not feel like freedom to you, so your mileage may vary. But there is something to be said about having certain rituals, maybe evening rituals before bed, turning off the TV, snuggling with your babies, kissing your hubby, spending time with your partner, lighting a candle, having some tea, taking your shower before bed or taking a bath. Like, that, those are rituals and they serve a purpose. Or in the morning, rituals, things that I do, I get up and clean my bedroom/living room every day. And that looks like sweeping the floor, putting away my pad, putting away my blanket and my pillow in the closet. What else do I do? Taking dishes out of the dishwasher, putting other dishes into the dishwasher. If I need to wash a load of clothes, I do that. Journaling, taking Callie out for her walk every single day. So we need rituals. Rituals help you to ground. If you are feeling like you are just floating out in space right now, if you are feeling like life is just hectic and chaotic and crazy, you don't know if you're coming or going, you're flustered, you're overwhelmed, baby, get you some rituals, okay? Think about the things that you need right now and put together rituals that will help you feel grounded and present. You need some help with that. If you need some help taking a look at how your self-care can be a little better. Don't be shy. You can book me for one-to-one self-care coaching with my Being program. I'll drop the link in the show notes and let's talk about it, okay? But yes, rituals, he did them in the movie and it was just kind of like it was like confirmation for me, like, aha, yeah. Okay, so get you some rituals, girl. The fourth thing that I would say is do not be afraid to ask questions, period. Never. Do not be afraid to ask questions and to learn something new. There was a Black woman in the movie, and she was only in the movie for like 30 seconds, but it's still, you know, sometimes the small things really just jump out at you. So she had gone to in Japan, they have these outside restrooms, like literally, just imagine you're walking down the sidewalk and there's a public restroom there. They were like in these glass containers that you can see through, right? And so you're wondering, like, if you've never used one, you're like, well, I don't want nobody watching me pee or poop or whatever I got to do in there. I've got to change my pad or pee or whatever, you know, change my clothes. I don't want people looking at me. The thing is, when you go inside, you flip a switch and then that see-through glass it wasn't transparent anymore. It became this colored, like there were different colors. One was orange, I think one was green or whatever, and you couldn't see through it anymore. Once it's occupied and you flip the switch, it just changed. And so again, this Black woman, really cute. She had a little accent. I don't know where she was from, but she just asked, how does this work? You know, and he just quickly told her or gestured, you know, this is what you do. And again, she was on the screen for like maybe 30 seconds to a minute, but it was a great reminder for me, like, do not be afraid to ask questions. Do not be afraid to learn something new. Every single day that you're alive and you're above ground is an opportunity for you to learn something new, all right? Right now, I am learning how to crochet. And I said this was something that I wanted to do for a very long time, but I'm really taking my nurturing my inner child very seriously these days. And I've always wanted, or as of late, I've wanted to learn how to crochet. And so I decided that I am going to do it. And so I'm getting out there, asking questions, figuring things out, learning how to do it. And baby, by the time this week ends, I will have crocheted my very first beanie. And I'm really excited about that. So don't be afraid to learn. Don't be afraid to ask questions. If there is something you do not know, you know, you will not look stupid. You are not bothering someone. You're not an inconvenience. Ask the question, sis. Ask the question, all right? So don't be afraid to ask questions. Let's see. I think I have two more here. The fourth or fifth thing that I would say is, speaking of like clutter and stuff like that, in the movie, this guy would take pictures of this tree like every single day. And then a part of his ritual would be at the end of the week, he would take the camera roll. Like he didn't even have a digital camera. He would take the camera roll to like the Photo Mart or the Photoshop or the, you know, whatever. And they would develop the photos. And then he would drop some off. And at the same time, he would pick up the previous week's rolls. Right. And he would take pictures of nature, specifically these trees that he would see in the park. And so when he would go through the photos, you know, when you get the pack of photos back, at least I've done this before. You get the pack of photos back and you've taken some bad shots or shots you didn't really want or whatever the case may be. But you just keep the photos because you took them and you're attached to them. Right. And they could be crazy looking, off center, whatever, fuzzy. I don't know about you. Maybe that's me. But if it came in a pack, I'm keeping the pack. I'm keeping it all together. But he didn't do that. He would take the roll or take the photos home, you know, that came in the little pack that he picked up. Immediately, he would go through the images. Let's say there was 30 to a pack. If he got one or two, he would go through those immediately. And he would automatically get rid of any that, whatever the purpose was, they never really quite explained it or I missed it. But if it wasn't what he was looking for, he immediately destroyed the photos, like he tore them in four pieces and threw them in the trash. Okay. So get rid of things you do not want immediately. I know that sometimes, or a lot of times, we look at these things that we've purchased 50 years ago as an investment. Oh my God, I bought these jeans 17 years ago. And I know that one day they're going to come back in style, or one day I'm going to fit these things again. So I'm just going to put these in the back of the closet. Or, oh man, I bought, or someone gave me this, I don't know, this burrito. But I don't really want burritos, but someone gave it to me, so I'd better keep this burrito. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not a burrito, but you get what I'm saying, right? Get rid of the things you don't want immediately. Just make the decision and boom, donate it, give it away, trash it if it's trash, recycle it, whatever, sell it. You do not have to keep things that you don't want or need, period. And I don't care if you bought it, your mama bought it, whoever bought it, if it was a gift, if you don't want it, get rid of it. Because again, the goal, or one of the goals, is less clutter, which will help us feel more free. Okay. So we don't need to figure out how to make something work. Don't we always do that? Like, oh, if I just put it here, even though I don't really like this vase, but you know, I bought it, or this vase came with flowers and I don't want to waste anything, so I'm going to put this vase up here, and but I don't really like it. Like, we always try to figure out how to make things work, or, you know, we're attached to stuff just because we bought them or someone gave it to us. But no, in the film, he took those photos every day, and when he developed those films, if he didn't like it, instantly trash, and the rest was neatly stored and organized for whatever it is that he was doing, okay? So let's not be so attached to things that we feel like every single thing we have to keep, because you don't. You really, really don't, okay? The last thing that I would say, man, did I do? I thought I had six things. Let's see. One, two, hold on. Three, four, five. Oh, yeah, six. This is number six. In the movie, he was with his niece, and I think he had promised to take her somewhere. I can't remember where it was, or she wanted to see this thing, and she was really excited, like thinking about, okay, can we go tomorrow? Or I can't wait till we go to XYZ, or maybe we can go next week. She kept wanting to go see something. I can't recall what it was. And he simply said to her, next, like, she was like, when can we go? I want to see this. Da, 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 da. She was all hyped. And he said, we'll see it next time. And she's like, well, when is next time, uncle? And he said, next time is next time. Now is now. Did you catch that? So again, she was just in the future, really excited, wanting to do or see whatever this was. And she asked him, she kept asking him, like, when can we go? And he said, next time. And she's like, when is next time? And he's like, next time is next time. Now is now. And that for me was like, you know, a lot of us, all we can think about is the future, to the point where, like, to the detriment of what is happening right now. Yes, we want to think ahead. Yes, we want to think about our visions and our goals and see that come to fruition and work towards that. Absolutely. 1,000,000%. However, there is something to be said about being mindful and present and aware of where you are right now. Now is now, sis. Now is now. You know, I want you to enjoy the present. I want you to allow your present to unfold without the pressure that we put on ourselves, or these, like these desires so strong about what the what ifs of tomorrow, that you miss what is today. Or, for example, one way that I would live in the future to my detriment is, like, if there were bills that were due and I, for example, couldn't pay, or there were going to be a huge amount, like, I couldn't even be present with myself. I couldn't even really be present with my daughter at times, or in relationships, or with friends, or with things that I was doing, because I was so pressed and worried about the what ifs of tomorrow. Am I going to be okay tomorrow? Is this going to work out tomorrow? Is this going to happen tomorrow? Are they going to do XYZ tomorrow? Like, and that honestly speaks to, in part, my hypervigilance. That speaks to my hypervigilance. Like, I had to worry about different things. That's how I felt, at least when I was growing up. And even when I was a younger, you know, in my 20s and 30s, like, I had to be on alert and worry about tomorrow. Am I going to eat tomorrow? Is this going to happen tomorrow? Is that going to happen tomorrow, right? But, you know, old habits die hard. And it's really hard to allow your life to unfold and for you to feel like, you know, your life really is lifing, and to be grateful for what you have and to look at where you are right now and see how far you've come and the amazing, beautiful, dynamic woman that you are and all the things that you've accomplished and, you know, where your life is right now. It may not be perfect, but look at where you are right now, standing strong and healing and vibing and living a life right now that is more free than what it might have been in the past. Like, look at where you are right now. Can you appreciate it? Can you appreciate where you are right now without necessarily harping so much on the future? Like, you can't even see where you are right now. And you think that right now is terrible or whatever, because in your mind, the future is a million times better. It's going to be so better. Life is going to be so good when XYZ. Life is going to be so amazing when yada, yada, yada. Or in 5 weeks or a year from now, when I have XYZ, then I can live. Then I'll be happy. Then, you know, all the things. It's like, now is now. Now is now. Do not let your now slip away, because you cannot get this time back. You cannot get this time back. Okay? So next time is next time, but now is now. All right? So I had other takeaways, but I really didn't want to make this too long because, you know, I could be here for an hour talking. But girl, I hope that this episode fed your spirit a little bit. I hope you were able to get some takeaways from this or some reminders of just how you can live simply, more simply, a simpler life, enjoy what you have, being more present, having some rituals, not feeling like you have to keep up with the Joneses. Like, these are keys to life. These are keys to living. These are some of the ways that our elders and ancestors lived, and they lived well. They lived well, right? And so I want that for me, and I want that for you too. Okay. So that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode. So if you're on Spotify by coincidence and this is where you're listening, make sure that you leave a comment for me there. Or if you would be so kind as to, on iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and review. If you've been picking up what I'm laying down, that will be super, super helpful. And lastly, like I mentioned a little earlier, I will be sure to drop a link for my 1-to-1 being coaching in case you need help getting your self-care together. Okay. All right. With that said, that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, sis. I cannot wait to speak with you again next week. In the meantime, be blessed, and I will see you next Monday. Take care.